Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for asking. I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system handles natural conversations and what makes it stand out.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to explore your voice AI features. But hey, I appreciate the warm greeting. So how does your system handle personalized conversations like this? Can it recognize returning users and keep the chat natural?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
I'm familiar with Dasha AI as a platform, but I don't have access to specific client lists or partnerships. Sounds like you're doing some great work with Vector Solutions. Could you share what unique features your voice AI offers that might make companies like them choose you?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm here and ready. Lead generation and revenue growth, those are always top priorities. I'd say the biggest challenge is engaging prospects naturally without sounding robotic, plus scaling outreach efficiently. How does your AI keep conversations feeling human while automating at scale?
Tell me more about engaging prospects naturally without sounding robotic and scaling outreach efficiently.
Great question. Well, our AI uses advanced natural language understanding to pick up on context, tone, and even subtle cues in conversation. That way, it can respond in a way that feels genuinely human, not scripted or robotic. Plus, it can handle thousands of calls simultaneously, so scaling outreach doesn't mean losing that personal touch. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to share how easy it is to get started with a demo or sign up?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used our service, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining a year from now with your service exceeding expectations, I'd picture a smooth, fully automated lead generation process that feels so natural prospects hardly realize they're talking to AI. Revenue would be noticeably up with more qualified leads and less manual follow-up. Plus, my team would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. Sounds like a win-win. What would you say is the easiest way for someone to get started with Dasha AI?
What do you mean by easiest way to get started? Why is that important to you?
Good point. By easiest way, I mean the simplest, quickest path for someone to experience the value of your AI firsthand, like a demo, trial, or quick onboarding. It's important because a smooth start helps people see the benefits without hassle, making them more likely to stick around and become long-term users. Plus, it shows confidence in your product. How do you usually guide new users through that first step?
Tell me more about guiding new users through that first step.
Sure thing. Typically, guiding new users starts with a personalized demo to showcase how the AI fits their specific needs. Then, we offer easy onboarding with clear instructions and support to get their first campaigns running quickly. The goal is to make the experience seamless and confidence-building so users feel comfortable and excited to use the platform regularly. How does that approach sound to you?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Of course, take your time. Right now, some big challenges include finding AI solutions that truly understand natural conversation nuances and can integrate smoothly with existing systems. Also, ensuring the AI adapts well to different industries without sounding generic is key. How does your platform tackle these issues?
What are all the ways finding AI solutions that understand conversation nuances and integrating them smoothly, plus ensuring the AI adapts well to different industries, are affecting the business right now?
That's a multi-layered challenge. When AI doesn't grasp conversation nuances, it risks sounding robotic, which can turn prospects off and reduce engagement. Integration hiccups slow down deployment, causing delays and extra cost. And if the AI isn't adaptable across industries, it limits who can benefit, shrinking potential market reach. All these factors can stall growth and frustrate teams. Does your platform offer tailored solutions to address these pain points?
Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues are stalling growth and frustrating your teams?
Absolutely. When AI sounds robotic, prospects lose interest quickly, leading to fewer qualified leads and wasted outreach efforts. Integration delays mean your team spends more time troubleshooting than selling, which lowers productivity and morale. Plus, if the AI isn't flexible for different industries, you miss out on expanding into new markets, limiting revenue potential. It's like trying to run a race with hurdles in the way, frustrating and slowing progress. How does Dasha AI help clear those hurdles for businesses?